This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are the resistance, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Lionel is taking over, former prosecutor, best-selling author, TV host, radio host, LionelMedia.com. Just doing a great job, and I appreciate him hosting the fourth hour. We're going to be launching more syndicated shows soon on TV and cable. We already have gotten over 300 TV stations, and now it's over 80 cable stations, just as we went on some new satellites a few months ago. But they're all like, you're 10 hours a day live. You just re-air that? We really want you after 6 to go to at least midnight live. We want to just put you on whole sub-channels we have and put a few hours of your main shows on our other channel and then promote it. You see, they've seen Sinclair make the move with billions of dollars with libertarian nationalist media into local TV, just like in the late 70s, early 80s, AM was going out everywhere. Some smart folks went, we'll put conservative broadcasting, Roger Ailes, on AM. We'll be able to buy them up for nothing. We'll get the advertising and we'll relaunch a revolution. Not that Limbaugh's perfect, but it was a lot better than the Democrats and the globalists. That was the internet of the day, was AM radio. And now it's still there today because it's got something people can't find anywhere else. And then now they've got the FM translators and their own websites. And it's a multimedia thing. That's what I came out of in the 90s. But now I always thought, why have my own channel on cable? It's so expensive. It's like a glamour thing. And people just want it on demand anyways. I said, I want to go right to UHF, VHF. And they told me about 5 years ago. They go, you can't have your own channel and then also go directly to UHF, VHF, and local cable under the rules because you get paid off the carriage rights. You got to pay for the channel. I said, that's a scam. I'm going to go directly to TV, directly to radio, directly to UHF, directly to VHF, directly to cable. But I never got around to it. Building studios, trying to hire people, got the wrong satellite a few years ago, only got on like, 30-something stations. Now doing this, we hit it. It's like, and George Soros is upset. He's got articles out saying, shut me down. So here's the problem. They know we're launching right now. We're launching. They're trying to blow us up on the tarmac. But as soon as I get other shows ready and the crews hired to run them, we're going to try to go 20, 24 hours a day live by the end of the year because the stations want it. So hopefully Lionel and others will be part of these roundtable broadcasts. But I wanted to just briefly, and we're going to come back, and I got another question for him, and then he's going to take over, asking, what do you think of that plan? Because they see Sinclair spending $2 billion to go libertarian, conservative, local. That brings value to UHF, VHF cable. They know the model. That's got the Democrats totally panicking. Well, that's the model I intuitively wanted to follow.
Well, not only does that scare them, but what's scaring them is that there is an existential threat that they are facing as to the usual platform. You know, Alex, I've been now, this is my 30th year, and I started in talk radio when Rush Limbaugh came about and before the conservative, and I use that term just for shorthand purposes, before conservative programming took over. Then, once it became popular with Rush, everybody wanted to duplicate it. Well, now, as we're seeing, regular traditional mainstream media, entertainment, and news platforms are dying. They're facing, yet again, an existential threat. What you, and I'm not saying it just because you're here, but it helps, what you represent is something that is, forget the conservative message, it's beyond that. So it's not that people can say, oh, you want to hear the Alex Jones series or channel? Oh, yeah. Is he conservative? Maybe. It's bigger than that. Do you know that most people believe what we're saying? Forget we. You're saying. What you're doing is you're transcending left and right.
And that's why I ask you, stay right there, because this is so credible. They try to say we're Republican or Democrat, this or that, put us in a box. We're Sandy Hook deniers, which I'm not. They do that to hope to brand it, because really it's just freedom. It's real diversity, and you're about to see hundreds and hundreds of new shows on UHF, VHF, cable that aren't Alex Jones as people figure this out, because they still have a monopoly on cable, but not for long. We'll be back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Getting back in the chair from that short break because they were handing me piles of new TV affiliates coming in and saying, look at these, look at these. You got to cut promos for all these. They all want promos. And we're talking about 20 station, 15 station group, 30 station group, 5 cable station group, 10 cable station group, little towns, big cities, I don't care. And by the way, we're free to air, meaning on the TV side, I'm going to work it on the radio too. All the ads, you can take them all. I'll just plug a few minutes each hour on products because I just want to reach people. So what Lionel's getting at here, prosecutor, you know, lawyer, started out in talk radio, been on the top TV station in New York for many years, is that as they try to kick us off the internet, as they try to have total control over the cable channels, everyone just tunes out. And so UHF, VHF, and local cable, the basic cables figured out what I've been saying for 5 years. Put local programming on that's actually interesting. Put a talk radio style format of taking calls, covering news, live and real, unscripted. It'll get huge ratings. Well, it is. But then every station can't pay or find their own host. So you have some local news mixed in with it. But then you have an Alex Jones or a Lionel, you know, or a Matt Drudge if he was to come back, on and on and on. And all these great talents from talk radio that's consolidated and kicked them off, they just go now to their own programs to television locally or nationally. And it's like AM radio was about to go bankrupt in the late 70s, 80s. Talk radio comes along in 1980, 81, 82. Bruce Fine, Rush Limbaugh, Roger Ailes. So now you see Sinclair, stations just joined us. I know I just said this earlier, but some stations don't care that 5 minutes. $2 billion being invested in putting on nationalist conservative television locally. And the media acts like that's illegal, like in the controlled corporate leftist media. They go, oh, look, this is horrible. Oh, look, Sinclair put out news packages that were pro-Trump. What do you think all the other news channels do? They put out pro-Hillary, anti-Trump packages. So, yeah, they're packaging this. That's Sinclair, though, not with InfoWars. This is the next level of openness and freeness, and I thought they'd be hungry for it. It's like piranhas. They get results. The station owners are patriots. They get that we're not what CNN says we are. So we're reaching a critical tipping point. Here's the deal. They all have their own websites. They all have their own podcasts. They all have their own things. And so when you're free to air, they pick you up. They repackage it and put it back out in whole or part. Now they think they're censoring you on the web. You're all over these other platforms going out on the web as well. And it becomes a total synergy building those communities. So, Lionel, I wanted to get your take on this, and then I wanted to move on to one other subject as you take over.
Well, a couple of things. What you're talking about, Alex, is doing almost modular programming. You know, in the old days, we called it a donut. Let me give you an example. Years ago, remember those guy named Jim Dance? Dance, rather. He was a fisherman or something. He had the Tennessee hat.
Yes.
This guy years ago would say, listen, I will go to a radio station or TV station. I'll give you my show. Just give me 2 minutes of commercials. And I'll make deals with Shakespeare, Rods and Reels, or Evan Rude. The guy made a fortune. And they said, you can't make money selling fishing. Oh, yeah? Well, here you come along.
And by the way, that's what I thought about that guy who was on every channel in Dallas when I was a kid, and then every hotel room I ever got in for a decade later in any other city. I thought, hey, direct sale, when they started taking my sponsors 10 years ago, their attacks on me made us innovate, and you just literally picked my brain about who I was inspired by.
He always amazed me. When somebody comes along, and let me also tell you something, Alex. I know what I'm talking about. If you go to anybody of any of the supposed liberal bastions, whether it's Moonves or Iger or whoever's in charge of NBC, I don't know. And you said, listen, businessman to businessman, here's what I'm doing. They'll say, we're in. We're in. Look at Roseanne. Look at Roseanne and Bob Iger, how smart they are on ABC. Tim Allen's coming back. It works. They don't care about this. If you think they're ideologically connected, you're nuts. Because what you're going to do is, but the only thing you've got to do, Alex, remember I'm telling you this, and if you ever violate this, I will hunt you. I will hunt you. And if I predisease you, I will walk through your house with chains and hunt you day and night. You've got to give them more Alex than you've ever done. You can't dilute it. The moment somebody says, you know, could you just, that's it, I'm out. Because they want you to be bigger than ever. I know a lot about also professional wrestling. You talk about professional wrestling, NASCAR, name the particular, these quote, niche programming. That is so big. Talk to Vince.
I was about to say, none of it's niche. The big centralizers, like I've told Clear Channel, guaranteed models, instead of them, you know, going bankrupt, we could triple their profits. They know that too. And they won't do it because they're owned by big global corporations that want it all to fail. They want it to be all about the big centralized ad agencies. But instead, they won't give in to reality, so they're all dying. They're all dying, and it's totally insane.
Let me show you how stupid this is. You know about the no buy list, right? You've heard about that? Okay. There are companies, there are people, like, for example, Michael Savage, station after station, gets the biggest ratings of ever, and they have this no buy list. Because of why? I don't know. It's like, what are you nuts? You're losing money. But they're into the
control, and they're into thinking they're part of the establishment by joining these elites that are actually screwing them over. That's what CNN, MSNBC, they're all about. We tell you who you can have on. We tell you who you can go on. We tell, you know, people like Ben Shapiro, don't go on Alex Jones' show. It's all about gatekeeping. That brings me to this next video. Here is Cuomo with his corrupt brother covering up for Weinstein and all the rest of us with the AG, which you're going to cover, I know, coming up. And he says, oh, you can't be with Alex Jones. He says Sandy Hook didn't happen. Totally out of context, twisting what I said, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, that's the bad guy. And then Stone's talking about censorship, but here they are trying to brand that we're these evil people when it's CNN that lied us into a war that killed millions of people. Here it is.
What do you say is the best reason to read Roger Stone's book?
Well, what's interesting to me is when I post the link to buy this book on Google within hours, they call it spam. When I post an ad to buy it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, they call it, they reject the ad. This kind of internet censorship is very, very dangerous. It's what we're experiencing in InfoWars. I do a show there.
Hey, by the way, who is?
The tech left. The large
tech left? Company.
Yes, indeed. So I do a show, as you do, 5 days a week. It's a lot of work. I can't get my show loaded on YouTube, my InfoWars show, because it's controversial. I'm against censorship.
You know what the problem is with InfoWars. You know what Alex Jones has done in the interest of publicity.
And you're familiar with the First Amendment, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, on that basis, I don't think anybody should.
Just because you have the right to say something doesn't mean it's right to say it.
Millions and millions of people are
smearing the Newtown people. You can't be on board.
I disagree with some of the things he has said, but even he has backed off that. The point is censorship, and we're struggling to stay alive because we can be arbitrarily censored, and that is dangerous.
All right. Roger Stone, thank you for making the case. Your book is Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. Roger Stone. Thank you very much for being here.
The book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. But just how they don't show it, I supposedly say, any of it. Oh, he's the bad guy. Right. You're not allowed to he deserves to be preemptively censored. But once they set that precedent, it's everybody. Once we're all deplatformed, Lionel.
You know, one of the things which I would love for you to do one time, and it's easy for me to say this because it's your money, but I'd love to say, okay, tell you what you do. Let's get an amount, and you pick the charity of your choice, and I'll pick the charity of my choice, whatever it is. Now, show me where I said whatever it is you think I said, because I'm telling you I didn't say it. Repeat. It's a blanket.
Show me where I say there's Martian bases with human slaves. Never said it. $100,000. Show me where I said it. They can't do it.
No. Or better yet, listen, Cuomo. I don't even know what you think I said, but I know I didn't say it. I know that whatever you think I said, I didn't say it. So I dare you to tell me, because you don't listen to me.
Exactly. Lionel's coming up. He's loaded for bear on the other side. LionelMedia.com, NewsWars.com. Spread all the live video links, folks. It's critical.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. Yes. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. All righty. Lionel back with you. Is that Rockwell? Somebody's watching me. That's my it's by Ethel Merman. I want to pick up where I left off with Alex, and this is so critical, because sometimes it's very important for us to figure out exactly just what it is we're talking about. Because I hate labels. Once you label something, then you spend your time deciding whether you're in the label. It's like, for example, I'm a country music fan. George Jones is God. I mean, God. Not to be disrespectful to God, of course, or to George Jones. And I got friends of mine that say, yeah, but you think that maybe Johnny Cash, is it more of a torture twang? Is it more of a rockabilly? I said, would you stop? Who cares what it's called? I just like it. That's it. Now leave me alone. Is it conservative? Is it libertarian? Are you paleo conservative? Are you more of a Rockefeller Republican? I don't even know what that means. I don't know. I hate these labels. What I love, and what I think you love, is this thing called the truth. This brutal, unvarnished truth. And you hear people say, you know, I don't want any bias in the media. And that sounds good. But I think what we're trying to say is something a little bit different. I want analysis. If I think I broke my leg, and some doctor hands me an x-ray and says, what do you think? I say, well, I don't know what this is. Well, it's the truth. Yeah, but I don't know how to read this. Well, let me get the x-ray check. Let me get a radiologist in here. He'll help you. He'll comment and analyze the truth. That's what we're doing. It's what I'm doing. It's what I'd like to think I'm doing. May not be perfect, because I don't want somebody just telling me, just handing me something and saying, you figure it out. Sometimes I need somebody to say, well, what does this mean? And you take a risk with that. I realize that. But I want you to understand that's what I like. And I like what Alex says. I like when Alex tells me, what does that mean? I don't know when this was. And I know right now the telepathic staff is so incredible, because I'm on with David Knight. And sometimes I'll say something and the words aren't even out of my mouth, and they've got the graphic up of the story that I'm talking about. And how they do this, I have no idea. And it's scary. But I'll give you an example. Years ago, and I don't know when, I was listening to Alex. And he talked about, and he says, you know, I think it might have been Comcast. I don't know. But they're listening into you on your home cable boxes. And I thought, and I never questioned him. At first I did. I thought, this guy's making this up. They don't do that. Well, that lasted about a couple hours until they kept handing us these stories one after another. This was 15 years ago. I don't even know. I don't even know. And I thought to myself, this is amazing. Look at this. 2013. And I could have sworn it was even before, that could have been yet, Cup 1. There was a story even before that. I'm thinking 95. I know it sounds crazy. But it was one story after another. And the first time I met Alex, I got to tell you this. It was in New York. There was an event called the Talkers Magazine. It's a yearly summit. All the talk radio people. And I said, listen, I asked the publisher at the time, please let me introduce Alex. Please, you've got to let me do it. Okay, I will. No, you don't understand. There can be no mistake, no room for error. Okay. Now let go of my throat, because I get kind of excited. And the first time I met him, I said, you are in good hands. Because the first time Alex looked at me, he looked at me like, who the hell is this guy? Because these people don't know. They've been doing talk radio. They're a bunch of scaredy cats. Talk radio is dying. It's dying. It used to be so exciting. But I walked up and I said, I introduced him. And I'm in this room. We're right there on 3rd Avenue. Never forget this. I said, let me tell you one thing among others that Alex does, which I love with the most. I'm a lawyer by profession, trial lawyer. I love citation. Don't just tell me that's what the law is. Show me the law. Don't tell me what you think your interpretation of the Second Amendment is. Show me. Cite it. Chapter and verse. Whether he knows it or not, whether he's just inadvertently doing it, he always gives citation. Here's the story. Just now. It's a part of the show. Alex's middle name is, don't take my word for it. This is what's happened. This is what somebody's saying. And not some fly-by-night. Not some kid in the middle of his basement covered in Cheeto dust with a laptop. These are somewhat and quasi sometimes legitimate stories. And I remember at the time, people in the room, they were looking around like, this guy's crazy. You've heard this. That Alex Jones. He's crazy. I love this. And I found myself saying, crazy, huh? Name one thing. Go ahead. And I know that they don't know what they're talking about. But see, because what we do is we believe stuff and we repeat stuff. Let me explain. What do I mean by that? There are things that we say sometimes and we don't even know why we say it. We just say them. We just say them because we think we know what we're talking about. A friend of mine is a physician. He told me in medical school there was this one professor who told him, how do you know what you know? How do you know this? How do you know Alex Jones is whatever? Like Cuomo just did with Roger Stone. How do you know? What exactly was it? I don't know. I heard. Yeah, but what in particular? Name it. I've got time. Tell me. Well, he just says stuff. What does he say? And they don't know. Because within his community, this particular meme, this trope, this idea, is just passed around. And the thing that I'm telling you, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, see, I was red-pilled on 9/11. I was here in New York, and my world changed, but I couldn't figure out what was going on. I didn't even know what I was seeing then. I was traumatized. I mean, it was a surreal, I will never be able to tell you what it is like, what it was like when you're in this city and the whole world is looking at you and I'm thinking, is this a movie set? Is this happening? This is not supposed to be happening. The smell of this party, for days it was everywhere. Believe me. It was like a night of the living dead. People were zombified. And I remember the time saying, I don't understand it. There's something that doesn't make any sense. I'm here, and I see what's going on, but I'm looking out on the news, and I don't know. I don't see it. And this is really before Alex. I heard about Alex, kind of, but I didn't. He didn't mean as much to me as he would then. And I remember the time. I'll never forget, I was on the air, and we're just talking, and I happened to look at something, and they kept talking about this Flight 93. I remember, I'm going crazy, but when we return, I will explain to you how this moment happened, why Alex is critical, why InfoWars is critical, why all of this is critical, and why you must do everything in your power to support it. Stay tuned.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Honored to be here. I want to pick up where I left off. You know, we all go through these moments. I don't want to keep calling it the red pill moment. But you know what I'm talking about. It's so apropos. Why this show is so critical and why? Because I tell you one thing. You know, when Trump was running, he said, "I'm going to do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to talk about. I'm interested in Obama's birth certificate." I thought, "Wow! Oh my God!" And I had no reason necessarily to believe one way or the other, but I'm thinking, I love this guy. He's actually daring to touch the third rail. Oh my God. Oh, Wheezy. Oh, I'm coming to you, honey. You know, I'm having a Fred Sanford moment. What, are you kidding me? He's actually going to talk about that? the birth certificate? Ooh, we don't talk about that. I want to talk about it because I'm wacky that way. If you tell me I can't do something, guess what I want to do? Then he said I'm going to get the vaccines. Vaccines! Oh, my God, you kidding? I'm even going to pick Bobby Kennedy Jr. Remember that? Whatever happened to that one? Anyway, I thought this is great. Why? Because I have something about vaccines? Because I have something about birth certificates? Do I know? No, because I want to talk about things that people tell me I can't talk about. Because as soon as you tell me that, as soon as parents say, well, you remember when you were a kid, they say, none of your business. Don't worry about that. You're a kid. That's what I want to talk about. Why? Because I'm your parent. That's the answer. That's what I want to do. So I was telling you this. So after 9-11, I was on the air. They kept talking about this Flight 93. And I'm looking. I'm on Google Images. I'm thinking, where the hell is Flight 93? Where is it? I keep seeing this hole in the ground. I didn't know. I see this hole in the ground. What is this? Anybody see Flight 93? Yeah. I keep seeing this. I thought it was a barbecue or something. It's just fire trucks and there's this dimpled divot with steam. I don't know what the hell this is. I'm looking for a plane crash. And somebody with me said, no, that's it. I said, what do you mean that's it? That's what I saw. I said, where the hell's the plane? Where's the plane? I'm just asking. And I got these calls. People said, what are you getting at? I said, what do you mean, what am I getting at? I'm asking, where's the plane? Oh, you're one of them, huh? Who? One of those. Who are you talking about? The conspiracy people. The who? You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy. It takes two people confederating together, agreeing to do something. I don't even know. I'm asking, where's a plane? How did I get from where's the plane to I'm a conspiracy theorist? And I was off and running. And I'm walking around here and I said, does anybody know where the plane is? Don't talk about the plane. Why can't I talk about it? But you, because you can't. You just accept it. Just don't talk about it. I thought, this is nuts. I have no ulterior motive. And then, Alex, he understood. He said, I'm thinking the same thing. Better yet, I meet a lot of other people who look around and say, you know what? Not for nothing, as we say in Hell's Kitchen here, but I want to know where the plane is too. And that was one of my moments. These things that you say, I'm not alone. It doesn't make sense to me. Take the Schneiderman case. Eric Schneiderman, right? Big story. I know, look at them. That's it. Just this magic disappearing act. Okay. Eric Schneiderman, I'm not trying to be, this is called the, I'm hitting my machine here. I'm not trying to be, whenever somebody does this, you always have to say something like, now, I'm not saying all cops are bad, or I'm not saying, I'm not saying that, you know, that the Me Too thing is, I'm not saying, okay, let me get that out of the way. This guy's a lousy date. He's a vicious, horrible person. He's a punk, a thug, a perv, a skeevy degenerate, and he's hurt people, women. And he should go to jail if necessary, but that is not systematic sex trafficking. We're confusing this guy with big stuff. And let me ask you this question. How come Ronan Farrow all of a sudden overnight is the Mike Wallace of his generation? Who keeps giving him this stuff? Ronan Farrow was walking around. He was on that horrible show on MSDNC. Remember that one? It was horrible. It was so bad I'd rather lick a belt sander or drink bleach or suck a hospital mop or a bar rag than watch that horrible Ronan Farrow. Oh, by the way, don't tell me he looks like Frank Sinatra. I don't want to hear that. I don't know where you got that from, all you armchair Mendelian geneticists. Don't tell me he looks like Sinatra. I don't know where you people got this crazy idea that he looks like Frank Sinatra. He looks exactly like Woody Allen. Exactly. What are you doing? Don't look at that. Don't look at him. Look the other way. Avert your eyes. Don't. Because you can't. Remember, another rule too is never trust your instincts if you watch mainstream media. So all of a sudden, Ronan Farrow comes along, and he's got the Harvey Weinstein story. I mean, he's got them. I mean, dead to rights. Did you do that yourself, Ronan? How did you get all these people? Okay, I'm buying it. Hey, NBC, I kind of work for you. Do you want to hear this thing I've done? No. What? No. No, don't you want this? Not Harvey Weinstein. What are you, nuts? We're MSDNC. He's Hillary's guy. No. Get out of here. Okay, New Yorker. Pulitzer Prize. They're a news organization. I mean, does anybody realize there's a news? Oh, and by the way, today NBC cleared itself of any wrongdoing involving Matt Lauer. Did you see that one? Oh, yeah, you probably missed it. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. How can they clear themselves? Simple. You hire a couple of law firms and you pay them to clear you. And you ask your employees, hey, by the way, we're going to have some of our law firm's going to ask you some questions. And we want you to answer the question. Oh, your job's not on the line, by the way. But it wants you to answer these questions. You know about Matt Lauer? We had no idea about Matt Lauer. Meredith Vieira was joking about finding sex toys. And look, I know it's a family show. NBC, understand this, NBC didn't know about this when everybody knew about Matt Lauer in the world. Everybody. It's ridiculous. They had roast for this guy. They were laughing about his prowess and his Lothario status. So these people cleared themselves. Okay, so Ronan Farrow, he's Mr. Now. I guess NBC doesn't want him. He says, where else do I go? And all of a sudden, he gets another expose, I guess. He just, gumshoe, shoe leather, detective journalism, and he exposes Eric Schneiderman. Now, Eric Schneiderman, a while back, was responsible for killing the NXIVM investigation. Why is that? I don't know. Isn't that weird? I think it's strange. And by the way, you notice how euphemisms work? Let me explain. When you want something to seem kind of you call it something else. You use a euphemism. For example, NXIVM is wholesale human sex trafficking. But if you call it a sex cult, it's like the old George Carlin, football, baseball. If you call it a cult, well, cult sounds almost voluntary. Almost, you knew about it. You kind of agreed to it. It's a cult you found yourself in. It's a cult. When this woman, Allison Mack, starts talking, and she is, it all starts tumbling down. So do you think old our friend there, Mr. Schneiderman's a limited hangout? I'll explain more coming up.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all of this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, my friends, Lionel with you. Glad to be here. Honored to be here. This august, I keep saying radio because it's like I say album, and I don't really mean to. It's age, I guess. But I want to finish off. You know what that thing called limited hangout is, don't you? It's a great concept. Because what I'm doing is I'm looking at this Schneiderman case here, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're making this out to be what it's not. He's a creep. He's horrible. He's hit women, hurt women. One woman had almost tinnitus in her ear, and I mean, this guy is a brute. But it's not systematic international sex trafficking. But they're making it sound like, okay, we got Schneiderman. Okay, folks, nothing to see here. Let's move on. It's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute, hold on. What about next to him? You mean the antacid? No. Upstate New York, Allison Mack. What about that? What about Harvey Weinstein? Oh, you're going to love this one. This is the best one. Harvey Weinstein, we're looking around here, and everybody's asking Cy Vance, you know, Cyrus Vance, Secretary of State under Carter, this is his son. Yeah, Cy Vance, hey, what's happening with the Harvey Weinstein case? We'll get to it. What do you mean we'll get to it? Woman after woman coming forward with this guy? What's going on? So all of a sudden they say, well, guess what? We're going to be impaneling a grand jury. Great! Gonna get to the bottom of that. This sexual predator. Oh, no, no, no. They're not looking at that. They're going more of a Capone style. And I read this the other day in Deadline or one of the entertainment columns. I said, what? Capone? Yeah, we're going to go after him, you know. More of a Capone thing, you know. You know, the financial. I said, this sex predator, this guy who is the tip of the iceberg, him? You're going after some kind of financial irregularity? Yeah. And he hired Ben Brofman, who probably is the best criminal defense lawyer. He was responsible for getting DSK. Remember Dominique Strauss-Kahn? Remember that guy? He handled his case and others. And now he gets Alan Dershowitz, who's Trump's BFF all of a sudden, to get him to handle the kind of the search warrant issue. I thought, you son of a, that's what you're doing? Now, I'm thinking to myself, this is odd. It's like, enough with Schneiderman. He's small potatoes. He's nothing. I know you're throwing him out like, oh, boy, we got the big tuna here. Sorry. What's going on here? And imagine this. I'm just saying. Imagine a movie or a novel that I wrote. And in my novel, there's this character named Harvey Weinstein. And Harvey Weinstein says, I want everybody to understand something. I better not be going down. I better not be going down in terms of, you know, being sent up the river, cracking rocks upstate. Don't you think you're going to lower the boom on me? Do you know who I am? Hey, Hillary, remember me? Hey, Clinton, remember me? Hey, DNC, I was your boy. I was the one with all the fundraisers. I was the one who put out the message. Anytime you needed money from me, I took care of you. I was a part of the deep state. I was a part of it. Oh, me? The news? We were under the rubric, under the umbrella of the entertainment arm of this. I know I'm just bastardizing the great Frank Zappa's line, but he says something to the effect that entertainment or Hollywood is the entertainment branch of the Pentagon. And all of a sudden, they say, you're going after me. You knew all about me. And what about you, Bill? What have you done? They're lowering the boom on Schneiderman. Look at what Bill Clinton was accused of doing. Does any of this make any sense? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I guess I'm a conservative because I'm asking questions. So Harvey Weinstein is, I'm just saying in my novel, in my character, Harvey Weinstein would be saying, don't you even think of this because I know a lot of stuff. So if I've got to, you know, get caught, if I've got to go down, then you better hit me with something that I can deal with, but not this. Lo and behold, now there's some financial thing, because what he knows in Hollywood, look at Corey Feldman. Remember Corey Feldman? Oh, Corey's a nut. See, whenever we don't like you, or we don't like what you're saying, you're crazy. Pedophilia, Hollywood, Hollyweird, Pedowood. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And let me tell you something also. Something which nobody ever thinks about. The great people out there, you can call them the Anons or the crowdsourcers. You've got people who are able to look now at all kinds of people and notice whether that unique little mark, that unique little brand, whether it appears elsewhere. So you have this, I call it guerrilla grand juries. People who are like yours truly, like Mr. Jones and his incredible team, individuals who are saying to law enforcement agencies, you know what, thanks a lot, but we don't trust you. We'll do it. Citizen journalism, vigilante journalism, civilian journalism. We'll get to the bottom of this. And if that Eric Schneiderman is not a limited hangout, if he is not the sacrificial lamb to kind of throw you off the scent, like the rodeo clown. Remember what a rodeo clown does? Charging bulls coming this way. He gets in the way and says, hey, over here. Stormy Daniels. You know, I remember years ago, it was Cool Hand Luke. Remember the scene where he escapes and the dogs are after him? You know, Paul Newman. And it was either Cool Hand Luke or another one, I forget. But the guy who was out, the escapee, went into a livestock pen and took manure and rubbed it all over him so that the dogs would lose his scent. I'm thinking, what a way to go. Stormy Daniels is that manure we keep rubbing on ourselves. It throws us off. Chris Cuomo and those people are throwing you off the scent. And we're saying, wait a minute, hold on, no. We're adults. I'm going to go back to that Schneiderman case. Because let me tell you something. At the tip, at the top, at the very point of the prism, of the biggest story that will bring everything down, for reasons that we will never understand because we're not sexual predators, wholesale, institutional, systemic, systematic, systematized, organized sexual trafficking, abuse of children in levels and areas that I guess they figured we've got nothing to worry about. We've got nothing to worry about. So what they're doing is they're doing everything in their power to keep this suppressed, to divert your attention. And can you remember any time? I read an article, it was February or so, from the right after Harvey Weinstein, 71, remember the number, 71 leaders of industry, CEOs, Hollywood type entertainment had to either quit or were fired or facing criminal charges. We're talking about an infection, a metastatic tumor, a cancer with angiogenesis that builds new vascularity, new bloodlines. It's this tumor, this fetid, rank, horrible sexual predation tumor from the Catholic Church to institutions to music to whatever it is. And anywhere you go, where you scratch, where you pull somebody, you run the risk of exposing the lot of it. And that's what we're looking at right now. Now what they're doing is they're throwing some sacrificial lamb. They're going to sacrifice Schneiderman. They're going to make him think like, okay, we got him. Nothing to see here. It's like when Al Capone used to turn himself in. Okay, you got me. There's no crime here. I'm leaving. We're not done with this. Let me tell you something. This is huge. Watch what they do to women, the real Me Tooers. They marginalize them. You should see what women will say over the years who were told, we will ruin your career. We will do everything in our power. You don't touch us. And you can call it Illuminati, whatever it is. I don't know, and I'm not here to diagnose historically why people do this. But everything that you've heard, about how horrible it is, it's worse. And let me also tell you something. Be very careful. There is a big difference between suspicion and proof. No one to be the cop. And no one to be the jury. Know the difference between probable cause and reasonable doubt. Because a lot of people jump the gun. They jump the gun. They get excited. They've never been involved in any kind of prosecution. They think anytime there's any evidence of something, they go berserk. Okay? Be careful. Be scrupulous. Focus. Just because somebody's acting weird, just because somebody's posting something strange, just because somebody may have a design on that you may think is reminiscent of something, does not mean they're part of some wholesale pedophile ring. All right, that being said, thank you so very much. Alex Jones, thank you for allowing me to share this moment with you. This is Lionel with you, reminding you to comment as you see fit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm so excited. The new product.